Chapter 37. On Tuesday, the culminating day of the Jubilee, millions watched Granny go from palace to church. A special Thanksgiving service. She rode with Grandpa in a carriage of gold. All of it, every square inch, lustrous gold. Gold doors, gold wheels, gold roof, and on top of it all, a gold crown, held aloft by three angels cast in glowing gold. The carriage was built 13 years before the American Revolution, and still ran like a top. As it sped her and Grandpa through the streets, somewhere in the distance a massive choir blasted the coronation anthem. Rejoice! Rejoice! We did! We did! For even the grumpiest anti-monarchists, it was hard not to feel at least one goosebump. There was a luncheon that day, I think, and a dinner party, but it all felt a bit anticlimactic. The main event, everyone acknowledged, had taken place the night before, in the gardens outside Buckingham Palace. A performance by some of the greatest musical artists of the century. Paul McCartney sang Her Majesty. Brian May, on the roof, played God Save the Queen. How marvellous, many said, and how miraculous that Granny should be so hip, so modern that she should allow, indeed relish, all this modern rock. Sitting directly behind her, I couldn't help thinking the same thing. To see her tapping her foot and swaying in time, I wanted to hug her, though of course I didn't. Out of the question. I never had done, and couldn't imagine any circumstance under which such an act might be sanctioned. There was a famous story about Mummy trying to hug Granny. It was actually more a lunge than a hug, if eyewitnesses can be believed. Granny swerved to avoid contact, and the whole thing ended very awkwardly, with averted eyes and murmured apologies. Every time I tried to picture the scene, it reminded me of a thwarted pickpocketing or a rugby tap tackle. I wondered, watching Granny rock out to Brian May, if Pa ever tried. Probably not. When he was 5 or 6, Granny left him, went off on a royal tour lasting several months, and when she returned, she offered him a firm handshake, which may have been more than he ever got from Grandpa. Indeed, Grandpa was so aloof, so busy traveling and working, he barely saw Pa for the first several years of his life. As the concert went on and on, I began to feel tired. I had a headache from the loud music and from the stress of the last few weeks. Granny, however, showed no signs of fading. Still going strong, still tapping and swaying, suddenly I looked closer. I noticed something in her ears. Something gold? Gold as the golden carriage. Gold as the golden angels. I leaned forward. Maybe not quite gold. No, maybe it was more yellow. Yes, yellow earplugs. I looked into my lap and smiled. When I lifted my head again, I watched with glee as Granny kept time to music she couldn't hear, or music she'd found a clever and subtle way of distancing, controlling. More than ever before, I wanted to give my granny a hug.